弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天早上我想我们就着主的话有一点交通。
And this morning, through the word of our Lord, we'll have some fellowship.
我们开始以前有点祷告。
And let's begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们实在是把接下去这一点的时间仰望在主的手中。
Lord, we place the following time into your hands.
谢谢你一再的祝福你自己的教会。
We thank you that you are the one who is blessing your church.
用你的话来供应你的教会。
And it is your word that is strengthening us.
我们感谢你。
So Lord, we thank you.
我们求你今天早晨再向着我们的心说话。
And we pray that this morning that you can once again speak to our hearts.
谢谢我们亲爱的主。
We thank you, Heavenly Father.
Amen. 奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们先来读历代志上第十七章。
Let's first start, turn to First Chronicles chapter 17.
第一节。
And we'll read verse 1.
大卫住在自己宫中，对先知拿单说：看哪，我住在香柏木的宫中，耶和华的约柜反在幔子里。
And it came about when David dwelt in his house that David said to Nathan the prophet, Behold, I am dwelling in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under curtains.
然后接下去同一章的第十一节到十二节。
And following, the same chapter, verses 11 to 12.
这是神借着先知拿单对大卫说的。
And these are words spoken through the prophet Nathan to David.
我必制服你的一切仇敌，并且我耶和华应许你，必为你建立家室。你受数，对不起，我读早了。你受数满足归你列祖的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国。他必为我建造殿宇，我必坚固他的国位直到永远。
Verse 11, when your days are fulfilled that you must go to be with your fathers, that I will set up one of your descendants after you, who will be of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build for me a house, and I will establish his throne forever.
然后是历代志上二十二章的第十三节。
And next, let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 13.
历代志上的第二十二章十三节。我在困难之中为耶和华的殿预备了金子十万他连德，银子一百万他连德，铜和铁多得无法可称。我也预备了木头、石头，你还可以增添。
Then you will prosper if you are careful to observe the statutes and the ordinances which the Lord commanded Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear, nor be dismayed.
No, 13.
Chapter 22.
That is 13. Yeah. Oh, I think it's slightly different in English and Chinese translation.
I'll read verse 14. Now behold, with great pains I have prepared for the house of the Lord one...100,000 talents of gold and 1,000,000 talents of silver and bronze and iron beyond weight, for they are in great quantity. Also timber and stone I have prepared, and you may add to them.
好，接下去是腓立比书的三章十三十四节。
And next, let's turn to Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前。向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
我们刚才读的是一个大卫身上所发生的故事。
And what we just read was a event that happened in King David's life.
大卫一生有非常多非常感人的故事。
And throughout David's life, he had many experiences before God.
这个故事是讲到大卫为了建造圣殿做预备的故事。
And this specific event is one of his preparation for building of the temple of God.
历代志上十七 刚才十七章我们读到大卫起义要为耶和华建造圣殿。
And in chapter 17 of 1 Chronicles, we see that David had the idea of building the house of God.
结果神借着先知拿单回答他说你不能为我建造是你的儿子要为我建造。
But through the prophet Nathan, God spoke to David saying that he would not build this house, but that it would be his son.
那照着我们通常的人的话哦这不是我应该做的所以我就停在这里。
And so normal people would think if I would not be the one building it, then I will just stop here.
历代志接下去17章完了之后18章19章20章21章发生了许许多多的事。
But following in 1 Chronicles chapter 18 through 21, we see that many events had occurred.
好像圣殿建造圣殿的事好像被人忘了。
And people might have forgotten the preparation work for the building of the temple.
等我们再来读22章的时候
But we see that as we come to chapter 22,
原来在暗中在大卫的剩下的日子接下去的日子里面发生了许许多多关乎圣殿建造的故事
That in the last days of David, that he did many preparation work for the temple.
这个故事读过去的时候叫我们看到几个非常重要的点
And as we read over the story, we see that there's a couple main points.
大卫借着这件事让我们清楚地看到他心里面有向着神那个单纯的爱。
We see that as David was doing the preparation work, that in his heart he had this simple love for the Lord.
在神的工作的当中一个人的一生其实真是算不得什么。
That in the grand work of the Lord, that we see that a man's life is very little compared to it.
但是我们发觉在这个人的身上，他轻易的不放过任何一个服侍神旨意的机会。
But we see that in David's life, that he did not, that he did not forget or give up, any small service before the Lord.
他虽然神告诉他你不能为我建立圣殿。但是他还在问自己我还能做什么
That even though the Lord told David that he would not build the temple of God, that he would ask himself, what else can I do?
这是一个人里面深处爱的外面的表现。
And this is an outward manifestation of his love.
你知道我们爱一个人的话我们就是想尽办法就要为他做些什么对不对
And we know that when we love someone,that we always think of what we can do for that person.
今天我们在今天这个环境当中我们有多少人我们今天在问我们能为神做什么
But in today, how many people are asking themselves, what can I do for the Lord?
第二个就是大卫对神所要的有一个清楚的认识。
And the second point is that David had a clear understanding of what the Lord desired.
他不光是因为有爱并且他是有认识。
It wasn't just a matter of love for the Lord, but that it was a matter of understanding.
在这个历代志上我们刚才读的十七章的时候虽然神借着先知拿单给他的回应是说你的儿子要为我建造圣殿。
We see that in chapter 17, that when Nathan responded through the Lord,that the Lord responded through the prophet Nathan that his son would build the temple.
但是同时神也在告诉他我的确是盼望得着圣殿。
But at the same time, he was still telling David that I still desire to have a house.
所以大卫得着了这个意象。
So David had this vision.
第二个就是大卫不光是知道有这个目标他也
And so David not only saw this goal,
他也知道不知道 在圣经里没有记载他怎么会知道的但他确实知道建造圣殿需要什么。
And so although he did not have a clear sight of the grand scheme of things, he and the Bible did not clearly write down how he knew, but we see that David had the work and understood the preparation work.
他知道什么是需要的
And he understood the materials that were needed.
这个就是成了他接下去生活生命当中一个标杆。
And so this was something that he set his life goal upon.
一个目标。
A standard in his life.
所以他知道他接下去要做什么。
And so following, he knew what he had to accomplish.
这个是个非常重要的事情。
And so this is something that is very important.
你知道我们人生当中常常会被现在所发生的一些细节性的事情抓住了之后，我们就失去了对长远的一个目标的导向。
Oftentimes in our own lives, in today's society, we have this idea of tunnel vision, that the things in the present time can block out our vision of the things of the future.
而有这样清楚的标杆目标的人，他不会轻易的被现在所发生的事所搅扰。
And those who have a clear goal that is set before them, then they will not be hindered by those things that are happening at the current time.
反之，现在所发生的事在他的身上变得有意义和有价值。
In other words, that the events that are happening in the current time can be a work and a lesson to them for the following of their goals.
我们知道，我们如果读这个历代志这个18章到21章的时候，我们就看到，在大卫知道神要圣殿，到他22章讲到他所有的预备的工作的时候，当中发生了许许多多的故事。
And we see that in 1 Chronicles chapter 18 to 21, from the time that King David knew that the Lord desired to have a house.To the preparation work in chapter 22, we see that many, many things happened.
大卫自己的话说，我在困难当中为神预备。
And that through David's words, that in grief that he did a preparation work.
这个说明是什么？这个人在他经历这些的时候，他没有忘记他的目标，他的标杆是什么？
And what does this speak of? This speaks of in those...instances and circumstances, he did not forget the clear goal that was set before him.
反之，他在他所经过的每一件事当中，他问自己，我能为神做什么？
That through every circumstance and event, he asked himself, what can I do for the Lord?
我所做的跟这个目标是有什么关系？
Does the things that I do in the present time have any relation to the goal that is set before me?
这个在我们今天这个环境当中尤其重要。
And so this is something that is of utter importance in our own lives today.
我们都知道主在我们当中的托付是关乎身体的见证。
And we know that the Lord's work in us is the rest,
the body.
Of the
vision of the body.
Of the vision of the body.
The testimony of body. 就是那这个不能变成一句空话。
And this cannot be empty words that we just speak.
也不能成为只是一个道理。
And this cannot just be an idea.
它是我们今天在每一个侍奉、每一天的生活、每一个的学习当中的标杆。
That every minute and every moment that it can be a goal and a standard that we live to.
在今天这个环境当中，我们向着这个标杆，我们能够有怎样的学习和操练。
That in today's society, as we live our lives, how do we live according to this goal that is set before us?
那些跟这个标杆没有关系的，我们就可以忽略。
And the things that do not pertain to this goal, then we can forget.
我今年八月份的时候，我弟兄姊妹有些人知道，我过去的两三年当中，常常在西雅图和奥斯汀之间，就是来来，因为工作的缘故，出很多很多出差的机会。
And brothers and sisters might know that throughout these last 3 years that I have often traveled between Seattle and Austin.
结果在 Austin 那边呢，我就有一个住的地方，还有一些东西在那里。
And in Austin, I had a place to live and I had some things set up there.
到七月底的时候，我看看，我觉得这个不需要在那边再留在那里了。然后呢，租期也到了，所以我就下去把它带回来。
But that in the end of July, I started to realize that I might not need to have it there as well as my lease was starting to be up.
Yeah.
And so I decided to go down and clean some stuff and bring it back.
那回来的时候呢，我是开车回来的。
And on the way back, I drove this way back.
大概差不多三十多个钟头的driving， 就是开车。
And it was about 30 hours of driving in total.
结果有那条线，你如果去看看地图的话，这个一路上来的时候，就有弟兄姊妹就给我建议我去那个科罗拉多 Denver, Colorado 去停一停。
And if you map, if you see out, see the route that I have on the map, many brothers and sisters recommended that I go through Denver.
说是科罗拉多很漂亮，很有价值，在那边停一停。
And that the state of Colorado is very beautiful, and that I should spend some time there.
但是我看他这个，我如果要去科罗拉多停一停的话，我就得岔出去，差不多开两个钟头的路程到 Denver， 再从那边。再开回到我的这条路线上。
And, but if you look on this route, if I were to go to Denver, it would, be a detour of an extra 2 hours to get to Denver.
跟我的目标是不一致的。
And this was not, on the way to my goal.
哪怕只是五个钟头来回这么一个五个钟头的 detour, 对我也是一个差出去了。
And this would be just a total hour of, a total of about 5 hours of detour.
最后也还是没去。
And I ended up not going.
因为它跟我的目标不是一致的。
Because this was not something that was pertaining to my goal.
好，接下去我们大卫就是知道的，他一生中发生的故事，他接下去发生的故事，这些事情发生了，他就在那个当中，他不忘记我的目标是什么。
And we see that in David's life that many things had occurred, but that he never forgot his destination or his goal.
今天如果我们有这个清楚的标杆，疫情也好，大选也好，这些东西都不能搅扰我们。
And if we have a clear vision of this goal that is set before us today, then whether it's the pandemic or the election, whatever it is, that all these things will not encumber us.
然后我们再来看一看，那大卫他所做的预备，他预备了一些什么。
Next, let's see this preparation work that King David had.
这让我们稍稍能够知道一些我们今天应该做些什么。
And so we can kind of see through his preparation how we can live our lives.
在这个22章里面，这个他首先从第四节。
And in chapter 22, starting from verse 4.
他说我儿子所罗门还年幼娇嫩，要为耶和华建造的殿宇必须高大辉煌，若使名誉荣耀传遍万国，所以我要为殿预备材料。
In the English, it's verse 5. David said, My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house that is to be built for the Lord shall be exceedingly magnificent, famous and glorious throughout all the lands. Therefore, I will make preparations for it.
对不起。所以，然后接下去他就把儿子所罗门找来。
And following, he called his son Solomon to him.
接下去这一段一直到第十，对不起。第十三，第十二节。
And following as from here to verse 12, he's speaking to his son Solomon.
这个是讲到他预备当中，他预备了所罗门。
And this was to tell Solomon the work of preparation that he had accomplished.
这个是个非常重要的预备，就是他做了两件事。
And there's two important preparations that he made.
他抚养所罗门，照着这个他的使命来抚养他。
And he charged Solomon for the work that he was about to do.
他把建造圣殿的负担传递给他。
And he gave Solomon the goal or the purpose of building the temple of God.
他把神当初的话传递给他。
And the words of the Lord he placed upon Solomon.
这个非常重要。
And so this is very important.
今天我们也是应该学习的。
And this is something that we should learn today as well.
在我们的当中总是有比我们年幼年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
And that there are brothers and sisters who might be younger and less experienced than us.
我们从主所得着的。主所给我们的托付。
and the experiences and burdens that we have from the Lord.
我们也要传递给他们。
That we should give to them as well.
第二个就是他清楚的帮助所罗门明白他在建造圣殿这件事上他的角色。
And next, we clearly see that David laid out before Solomon his role and direction in the building up of the temple of God.
因为他说第十节他说啊第十一节他说愿但愿耶和华赐你聪明智慧好治理以色列国遵行耶和华你神的律法你若遵守遵行耶和华借摩西吩咐以色列的律例典章就得亨通你当刚强壮胆不要惧怕也不要惊慌。
And starting in verse 12 in the English translation, only the Lord give you discretion and understanding and give you charge over Israel so that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will prosper if you are careful to observe the statutes and ordinances which the Lord commanded Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear nor be dismayed.
他告诉所罗门，你的角色是治理，不是你亲手去建，而是你要借着以色列国来建造这个圣殿。
And we see that he charged Solomon with his role in understanding burden that was placed upon Israel.
Yeah. 第二个他就是第十三节刚才我们读过的他为圣殿的建造建这个预备了许许多多的材料。
And following, we see that he has shown him the many preparation and materials that he has prepared for the temple of the Lord.
这个是讲到我们今天就是讲到传福音。
And this is speaking on the work of the gospel.
为主的工作带来这些 raw material, 这些材料。
And that the work of the Lord, that we need to bring these raw materials before the Lord.
我们每为主得着的每一个弟兄姊妹每一个灵魂都是建造圣殿的材料。
That every soul, that every person that we bring before the Lord can be a raw material that can be used for the building up of his body.
第三个他说这个是在第十四节他说你有许多匠人就是石匠木匠和一切能做巧工的巧匠。这个匠人的预备。
And next we see, moreover, there are many workmen with you, stonecutters, masons of stone, and carpenters, and all men who are skillful in every kind of work.
匠人是讲到在这些工作当中经过习练的通达的人。
And we see skillful workers that through experiences that they have become skilled.
要有这个建造的工作必须要这些要需要这些匠人。
That in order to do this great work of building up, that we need many skilled workers.
他们是重要的人才。
And that they are important people.
这个是讲到在教会的生活当中，来帮助弟兄姊妹进入操练，进入侍奉。
And that we see that these are brothers and sisters who can help us enter into this fellowship in the church.
最后一个，他在第十六节。他吩咐以色列的众首领帮助他儿子所罗门。
And we see here in verse 17 that David commanded all the leaders of Israel to help his son.
这里讲到他告诉他就是他清楚的知道建造圣殿不是一个人的事。
And now we see that he had a clear understanding that the building up of the church or the temple of God was not a one man operation.
而是要有这个整个的以色列国一起来建造。
But that it was in, that it needed the entire kingdom of Israel to help build.
这样子的话就不是所罗门一个人来治理还需要很多很多的首领以色列人的首领来帮助他。
That it was not the sole burden of Solomon, but that it was everyone in the kingdom of Israel had their hands to help build up this temple.
他们分享同一个意向。
And that they followed along in the same direction.
承担同一个的负担。
To accomplish the same goal.
在主的工作当中一起做同工。
that in the work of the Lord that they work together.
所以今天我们在这样的环境当中，我们并不应该有一个消极的态度。
消极。Passive. Oh. So brothers and sisters, in today's society, that it speaks that we should not have this passive attitude before the Lord.
求主帮助我们依然看见他建造的工作在向前。
But that we can see how important this work that he has placed before us is.
而我们也应该在爱中将我们当有的服事献给他。
That through love that we can enter into this service before him.
好，谢谢。
Thank you, brothers and sisters.
Praise the Lord for gathering us together once again this morning.
我们感谢主，早晨再次召集我们。
And I truly praise the Lord that, you know, he is moving us with the same spirit.
我实在感谢主，他用同一个灵来感动我们。
Really, amen, brothers sharing.
我实在很阿们，我们弟兄刚刚的交通。
The importance of us needing to have that the one common goal and for us to press on towards that goal.
因为我们实在是很需要一个共同的目标，然后我们一起朝着那目标前进。
And this morning I have a similar thought.
今天早晨我有同样的意念。
That the Lord has placed a burden upon my heart that I would like to share.
是主放在我心中一个负担，我早晨愿意和大家交通。
And I'd like for us to read together a few passages.
我想我们大家一起来读几段经文。
And this is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
这是从希伯来书第十一章。
And we will read a few verses.
我们会读几节经文。
And for the sake of time, we will read it together both in English and in Chinese.
因为时间的关系，我们中文、英文一起来念。
The first one is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10.
第一节经文是十一章第十节。
And we'll read it together.
我们一起来念。
For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Okay, the next passage is from the same chapter, chapter 11, verses 1 to verse 3.
下一段也是同一章，从第一节读到第三节。
And we'll read that together as well.
我们也把这三节一起来念。
What is faith? It is a confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. It is the evidence of things we cannot yet see. God gave his approval to people in days of old because of their faith. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. And then verse 6. So you see, it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that there is a God and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. And then we'll also read verse
16.
But they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a heavenly city for them. So the Lord had placed these verses upon my heart several Sundays ago when we were gathering around the Lord's table with my family, as we do every Sunday.
几个主日之前，当我和我家人在每个主日擘饼的时候，主把这些经文放在我的心里面。
And as I have shared with other brothers and sisters, the Lord's table has become, you know, continues to be more and more special every time we gather together.
因为我也跟弟兄姐妹交通过，真是主的同在，实在是每次我们聚集的时候是越来越宝贵。
And usually I will share on a few verses. That help us prepare our hearts and then we take part in the table together.
有时候我就会先分享一些经文，然后我和家人就一起擘饼。
So during that time, I had asked my children a question, what does the Lord's return mean to you?
所以在那时候呢，我就问我的孩子一个问题，就是主回来的时候你有什么的感觉？
Because if you recall, you know, the Lord says do this as often as you can. In remembrance of me, and we do it to show the Lord's death until he comes.
因为我们知道主设立饼杯就是要告诉我们要如此行，为的是纪念他。
And then I asked them a follow-up question. Are we living our lives with a deep sense of anticipation, of his return?
然后我也继续问他们说，我们所过的生活是不是过着一个期待主再来的日子？
Or in other words, does his return or the anticipation of his return govern every aspect of my daily life?
或者说，是不是期待主的再来这件事情是管制着我们每天的生活？
And when I say our daily life, of course, it's our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings, our will.
那我讲到，我们讲到每天，我讲到每天的生活，就是说我们的思想、我们的意志和我们的感觉。
And you know, when I asked them the question, I told them, don't give me Sunday school answers, but really search your heart and tell me what the Lord is showing you concerning that.
因为我问他们的时候，我就提醒他们说，不要把标准答案、主日学的标准答案告诉我，而是说你们自己心里检查之后的一些想法。
And while I was sharing that, I was actually very deeply convicted by the Holy Spirit at the same time.
因为当我这样交通的时候，我那个时候也在深处被圣灵所大大的感动。
And I asked the Lord, Lord, how can I practice this mindset in my daily life?
那我也问主说，主啊，我如何在每天的生活里面操练这一点？
We thank the Lord, he is so merciful to us. And so gracious to us.
因为我们感谢主，主实在向着我们极有怜悯，极有恩典。
No sooner had I uttered that prayer, the Lord immediately placed this verse, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10, upon my heart.
因为就在我那跟主祈求之后呢，主就把这希伯来书这十一章第十节这节经文放在我心里。
And I'll read the passage again. It says, and I'll read it in two versions. In the English standard version, it says, for he was looking forward to that city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. And then in the New Living Translation, it says, Abraham did this because he was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God.
我这里要读两读十一章第十节，但是要读两个版本。第一个版本是说，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。那另外一个翻译是说，亚伯拉罕这样做是因为他确信他在盼望那座有永远根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
And we know that he allowed this aspect to really govern his entire life.
因为我们看到说，亚伯拉罕实在让这一点来管制他所有一生的生活。
And so we know that Abraham, you know, initially had received the promise from God, but he continued to hold on to that and he lived his entire life according to that promise.
我们知道亚伯拉罕起初得到神的启示，然后他后来的一生呢就一直根据那个启示来行事。
So there was an element of faith, the initial faith he had to receive that promise.
所以他一开始有这个接受神应许的一个信心。
But he also ended up living it out and walking in faith.
但是他也把这个信心能够行出来。
Similarly for us, it's not just our initial faith when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's really our daily walk with him that allows us to continue to live into that faith.
对我们而言也是一样。当我们起初借着信心接受了主，但是我们之后仍然应该在每天的行事里面显出我们的信心来。
And you know, we then are able to grow into from a child of God into a son of God to maturity.
那我们就可以渐渐的从本来是神的，好像婴儿一样，渐渐长成为神的儿子。
And so I, you know, this verse, I'd like to take it apart and focus on a few key aspects.
那这些经文我想要来稍微用几段的解释来把它发明出来。
And you know, before we do, I was wondering, you know, why was Abraham you know, looking for this better country for the city?
那我想到说，为什么亚伯拉罕是等候盼望那座有根基的城？
And as I was reading in Genesis in the chapter, I think it was chapter 11, we see that there's an event recorded before the event of Abraham being called out, and that was the story of the Tower of Babel.
因为我们知道在亚伯拉罕他蒙召的时候呢，在创世纪里面，也许是十一章， 那里记载一个巴别塔的故事。
So this was a time where all the, there was unity and one language, everybody came together and they, of course, they tried to build, you know, this tower using brick and natural asphalt.
因为那时候的人，天下人的口音是一样的，他们似乎很团结，他们就集合在一起，想要造一个很大的塔。
And we can see that, you know, God also came down to see what was going on.
那我们也看到那里记载说，神甚至下来也看人在做什么事。
And, you know, God ended up, confounding them by getting, you know, allowing this one language to not succeed.
神甚至呢，下来就把变乱他们的口音了。
And, you know, we see that the Lord scattered them so that this, you know, this city wouldn't be built and this tower wouldn't be built.
所以我们看见在那里呢，神把那里的人就分散开来，好叫那个高塔高不能被建造。
And, you know, we don't have to read the verses for the interest of time, but if you look at chapter 11, you will see that they desired to build the city with this great tower. And it was man's attempt to try and do this, and God wasn't going to have any of it.
我们因为的时间关系，我们不读这些经文，但是大家去读创世纪第十一章，可以看见那时候的人想要建筑一个高塔，建筑一个大城。
And then we see,
是人的想法。
And then we see the genealogy that after several hundred years, we see, the story of Abraham and Abraham being called up.
然后在之后呢，几百年我们就看见呢，神就呼召了亚伯拉罕。
So perhaps Abraham had heard the story about this country and the city with the tower. We don't know.
所以我们虽然不确知，但是或许亚伯拉罕也听过他前面的人所想要建造这个高塔这个故事。
But we know that when God promised him, he accepted that and he believed and he started his journey from there on out.
那我们看见说，当神呼召他的时候，给他这个应许。他就顺着神所给他这条道路往前行。
And so the first aspect I wanted to share on is the phrase, the city has, he was looking for a city that has foundations.
第一点我要交通的就是亚伯拉罕所等候的那座城是一个有根基的城。
So something must have clicked in Abraham.
所以好像有一点打动了亚伯拉罕。
He must have realized that every other city that he had walked through during that journey lacked a foundation.
我想他一定注意到了他所经历他所走过的那些城呢，他发现那些城都是没有永远的根基。
In fact, many cities may have had the appearance of a foundation.
事实上那些城也许看起来有好的根基。
But upon close examination, he probably realized there was either no foundation or it was a false foundation.
但是当他仔细去观察之后，他可能发现那个城不然就是没有根基，不然就是根基不好。
And we see Abraham lived in tents throughout his entire journey.
那我们也知道亚伯兰终其一生他一直是住在帐篷里面。
Even in Canaan he lived in a tent.
甚至在迦南地他也仍然住在帐篷里面。
And so this aspect of a foundation is something the Lord reminded me of how important it is for us to seek that true foundation.
所以有关根基这个事就是主提醒我的，实在我们实在很应该很重视这个要有根基。
We know some of the false foundations are examples are education or our wealth or our success, family.
因为在我们这些所说到教育所我们的财富我们家庭里面我们可能有一些不牢靠假的根基。
Even our service or piety can become a false foundation.
甚至说我们的服事我们的敬虔也可能都是假的根基。
So we know anything that takes the place of God as our sense of security is a false foundation.
因为我们认识到凡是取代神作为根基的都是假的根基。
And Abraham saw this, and he didn't want to invest in a building, but rather decided to live in a tent.
所以亚伯拉罕他明白这一点，所以他不去建造一个城，而是他住在帐篷里面。
That way he was able to pick up and move as the Lord moved him and guided him.
那这样子的话，当每当主有所行动要呼召他的时候，他可以把帐篷收起来，然后走到下个地方。
The other reminder was that also with respect to foundation, it refers to the city that has eternal foundations.
那在另外一点讲到，就是说那座城是有根基的城。
So this is much more than just a building. The entire infrastructure of the city has foundations.
所以不仅仅是那个城，而是整个城都是有根基的。
That means the streets, the gates, the wall, the buildings, every little aspect of the city has an eternal foundation.
换句话说，在城内里面每一个部分，比如说街道或城墙或是那些建筑，它们都有根基。
And we know that this speaks of the New Jerusalem.
那我们也知道，这讲的就是那新耶路撒冷。
Which is greatly described in detail in Revelation chapter 21 and 22.
那一座城的描述在启示录21章22章有很详细的描述。
And we know that this foundation, which is eternal in nature, refers to none other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们也知道这一个根基呢，其实就是指的主耶稣基督自己。
The Lord indeed is our firm foundation. He is the cornerstone. He is the solid rock.
因为主耶稣基督实在是我们的根基，因为他是那房角石，是坚固的磐石。
And then the next aspect we see of the city is that this is a city that has been designed by God.
那我们第二点看到那个城呢，是发现那个城是神所经营的，就是神所设计的。
So we see the very concept and design of the city originated from God himself.
所以我们看见这个城的当初原初的想法是出于神。
And this concept is from eternity or is eternal in nature.
那这个想法是从亘古就有的。
So God gets 100% credit for this.
所以神在这一方面是有完全的他自己的想法。
You know, today we hear about patents being awarded to people.
我们今天看见有很多这些模型呢有
patents。
专利有很多专利呢，有些很多专利赐给某些一些人。
And you know the purpose of the patent is to officially recognize the patent holder as the one who came up with this original idea or concept.
因为我们知道专利权的意思就是说，这个人呢，他呢，他享有这专利权，就是说这个意见或这个想法是出于他的。
And if somebody else tries to copy it and doesn't recognize that, then they're in violation of patent infringement.
因为另外一个人要是来抄袭呢，他们就犯了这个人的专利权。
So we see the very foundation of the city, the very concept, sorry, the concept of the city, which includes the foundation, the plans, the processes, every little detail originated from God himself.
所以在这里我们看见说神有这个专利权，因为这个城的原初的想法如何去建造，如何设计，如何建造，都是神所开始的。
And this is an important reminder for us in our service that we need to come to this realization that we can only serve in the spiritual and not in the natural.
所以这实在对我们是一个很好的提醒，就是当我们服侍神的时候，应该从灵里面。
Any concept that originates from man is from the natural, so at its root, it's already flawed, no matter how beautiful or good it may look, and no matter how good its intention is.
所有出于我们的天然的都是出于败坏的，不论是我们的感觉有多的好，或是我们的意念有多好，都是不为神所用的。
The Lord reminds us, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit.
所以神也提醒我们说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠灵。
So when it comes to this design, it is something that needs to come from the Lord himself and not from our flesh.
所以谈到这个设计，这个经营的确是应该从神那边开始，而不是从我们这里开始。
And so when it comes to our service, may we truly come before the Lord in fear and in trembling.
所以当我们论到我们的服事的时候，我们是应当来到主面前战惊恐惧。
We know the building of the Lord's house is one of the most important works in this present time.
因为我们知道在当今的世代，建造神的家是一个最重要的事情。
And may we truly learn to wait upon the Lord and be led by His Holy Spirit.
所以我们真的要学习如何在神面前等候，然后靠他的圣灵来引领。
The third aspect we see is that the city is being built and the builder is God.
那第三件事情我们看见是这个城被建造，而那建造的人或建造的就是神。
So in addition to the foundation and the concept, we know the city is being built by God.
所以我们知道这城的想法，它的设计是出于神，而建造也是出于神。
And you know, God does this through the working of the Holy Spirit to accomplish this purpose.
那我们知道神是借着圣灵来完成这个目的。
So do you and I often realize, brothers and sisters, that the Lord is actively working in our lives.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们有注意到说，神事实上是很积极的在我们生命里面工作。
You know, sometimes we may lack this vision and we may not be able to or temporarily see the end product, but may the Lord truly open our eyes so we can see the end goal.
那当然，或许有时候我们缺乏这个意象，看到神在我们身上的工作，但是我们祷告愿意能够看到。
And we praise the Lord that even though sometimes we may take our eyes off of the goal and we may forget, but the Lord sees the full and complete picture.
那我们实在要感谢神，因为有时候我们自己脱离了目标，但是神他自己仍然坚持他自己的目标。
He sees the finished work without any spot or blemish.
因为他看见那个要完成的工作是没有斑点、没有瑕疵的。
And he is actively even now working towards that goal.
而且他也是很积极的朝着那个目标来前进。
So we can take comfort in the fact that he who began that good work in you and in me will be faithful to complete it because of his own faithfulness.
所以我们实在可以得着安慰，因为神是信实的，他既动了这善功，就必成全。
So we see Abraham had this very clear vision of the foundation that the design and the building of the city is none other than by God himself.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕得到这个启示非常确实的，就是这个根基和经营和建造都是出于神。
So how can this process of building be accomplished in us?
所以我们怎么让这个建造的这个过程在我们身上完成呢？
I think first we need to be willing to deny ourselves.
我想第一件事情我们应该学会舍己。
And then next we need to be willing to yield to allow the cross to do its work in our lives.
那第二件事情，我们要学习顺服，然后好叫十字架在我们身上可以工作。
Our eyes truly need to be open that nothing from us will ever please the Lord. So we have to allow that self to be carved out and exchanged for the Lord's life in us.
因为我们必须要认清楚明白这一点，出于我们自己的绝对不能讨神的喜悦，所以我们必须要把自己的感觉、想法都放下。
And just as Abraham allowed God to lead him on his journey.We too need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us onwards, to fully rely upon the Holy Spirit.
正如亚伯拉罕当时容让神完全引领他的脚步，我们现在也应当让圣灵来引领我们。
We need to truly recognize that Christ's resurrection in us needs to be very real.
因为我们实在应该要明白这一点，就是在我们里面这个复活的基督是真实的。
But we cannot be made alive until we realize that we are actually dead.
那当然，我们若不认识到我们自己是死的，我们就不可能被复活。
So may this reality that we are dead to our old the world and our old self be something that is practiced in our daily life.
所以真是盼望说，我们能够认识到我们这老我应当是死的，而且每天我们可以操练这个认识。
And as we read in Hebrews chapter 11, the first few verses.The importance of living by faith and walking by faith.
那我们也看见希伯来书第十一章这一开始这几节告诉我们信心和行事靠着信心的重要。
The Lord has really reminded me that it's important not just to be saved, but for me to live and to walk by faith.
所以主实在提醒我，不仅我蒙恩得救很重要，之后的行事靠着信心来行事也很重要。
We know that Abraham's faith.Is what God recognized.
因为我们知道亚伯拉罕的信心是神所喜悦的。
And likewise, it's not just his faith, but it's also a reminder to us that when we believe and when we trust in the Lord will also be with us and guide us on.
所以这也是对我们也是应当是真实。当我们信主而且愿意来信靠他的时候，主就可以引领我们。
You know, there are two little examples that I will give you.
有两个例子我想讲一下。
One is I was watching this documentary about the lost tribes of Israel, and they were talking about this one particular group of people in northeastern India, in the state of Mizoram.
在讲到说以色列失去的这些迷失的这些支派里面有一群人是住在印度东北边。
And these people, they're called the tribe of the Benai Manasseh.
他们的族的名字叫做 Benai Manasseh.
Benai Manasseh, from the tribe of Manasseh. Okay. And they have been living there for, I guess, hundreds of years.
他们这些人事实上住在印度那边已经好几百年了。
There's about 10,000 or so of them.
总共人数大概是10,000人。
And in this documentary, you know, these people, they found out the country of Israel was reestablished, they've been longing to go back.
所以这个纪录片呢也讲到说，当这一万人他们发现以色列重新被复国的时候，他们就有这个渴慕，想要回到那里去。
And this region is known for having earthquakes.
因为在那个他们所居住的地方是有许多地震的。
So whenever an earthquake would happen, the men of the city would come out of their houses and they would raise their hands up toward heaven and thank God.
因为他们那个地区每次有地震的时候，这些人就会从房子里面出来，然后举手向着神来祷告。
And the reminder for them that was the shaking of the earth reminded them that they're on a very temporary foundation, that they are looking for this Zion.
因为那个地震呢，就提醒了他们这个地的根基是不牢靠的，所以他们就可想那更有根基的城。
And so for us, maybe also we reminded that we are strangers and foreigners in this land.
所以对我们而言，我们应当被提醒，我们在这地上是寄居的，是做客旅的。
And maybe seek for that better country.
因为我们应当看到更美好的家乡。
May the Lord be truly gracious to us and allow us to have that in front of us as we move on in our spiritual life.
所以当我们在我们属灵的路程往前行的时候，真是愿主把这个意象提醒给我们。
Looking often to the Lord and seeking that better country.
让我们能够望断以及耶稣更美好的家乡。
Shall we pray?
好，我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that you are an amazing and a wonderful God toward us.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你，因为你实在是奇妙可爱的神。
Thank you, Lord. It is you who is our eternal refuge.
因为你是我们永远的保障。
We thank you, Lord, that it is you who is our firm foundation.
感谢主，因为你是我们那确实的根基。
And Lord, it is you who is designing and building that wonderful city.
是你在经营，在建造那一座美好的城。
Lord, help us to keep our eyes upon you.
主啊，帮助我们的眼目注视在你身上。
Teach us to look often to you in our daily lives.
帮助我们在每天的生活里面能够仰望你。
And Lord, may it be this anticipation of your return that will guide every aspect of our daily living.
我们实在愿意盼望你再来的这个感觉每天支配着我们的生活。
Lord, we realize we cannot do any of this on our own.
主啊，我们明白，我们靠我们自己，这些事一点都不能行。
But thank you and praise you. You have given us your very self.
但我们感谢你，赞美你，因为你把你自己给了我们。
Lord, help us to be willing to yield our all to you.
主啊，帮助我们把我们自己老我能够向你来降服。
So that the Christ in us may be truly our all and in all.
好，叫基督在我们里面真是一切，又住在一切之内。
We give you all the glory and honor.
我们要再把所有的荣耀尊贵来献给你。May
your will be done. May your will be done in us.
愿你的旨意在我们身上行出来。In
Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Before we conclude, I'll just go ahead and share a few announcements.
在我们结束今天早晨的聚会之前，我要有一些简单的报告。
You know, we thank the Lord for being so gracious to us and allowing us to still meet in this fashion, even though we cannot meet in person.
我们感谢主，让我们能够虽然不能够亲自一起聚会，但仍然用这个方式我们可以聚集。
And you know, I just want to encourage brothers and sisters to please continue to not forsake the assembling together and to utilize all of our virtual meetings that we have.
我们还是要彼此能够勉励，我们不停止聚会，用各样可能的方式，我们可以聚在主的面前。It's
a blessing for us to be able to gather and to fellowship before the Lord.
因为在主面前能够聚集、能够交通，这实在是一个福分。And
so please remember all of our various local meetings, beginning with our Tuesday night prayer meeting.
也请在祷告中纪念我们周间的聚会，周二的祷告聚会。
The Friday night Bible study.
周五的读经聚会,
and then the Saturday Southeast District Bible Studies.
周六东南区的读经聚会,
and then on Sundays, that we may continue to meet before the Lord, you know, in our homes, around the table.
在主日的时候我们可以继续在家里能够有擘饼的时间。
And then, for next Sunday's message meeting, if you can please, remember, our brother Godwin's son will be sharing the word and Ben will be interpreting for him.
下个主日的交通请弟兄姐妹的祷告中纪念，是孙弟兄要交通，然后孙家荣弟兄翻译。
Please remember our brother's services.
请在祷告中纪念我们弟兄们的服事。
And also please continue to uplift the children's meetings both on Fridays and on Sundays.
也请继续在祷告中托住我们孩童们的聚会，在礼拜五和星期天。
And then this Saturday, the 12th of December, there will be an online fellowship meeting being held at 7:30 p.m.
在这个有一个交通服事的聚会是七点半，在星期六。
And this will take place, this will be in place of the Saturday gospel meeting.
这个就是要取代这个星期六的福音聚会。
So please refer to the our church website for more details on the Zoom meeting and how to join.
对于这个聚会这个 Zoom 的信息呢，大家可以到网站上来看详细的内容。
And please remember to pray for every one of our meetings that the Lord's presence may be with us.
请为每一次的聚集祷告，求主丰盛的同在。
And this, some other prayer requests is please continue to pray for our society as we're kind of going through this transformation and power right now.
一些其他代祷事项，请继续为这个我们的这个社会来祷告。经过总统选举之后，这些过渡的时期。
That we may once again remember that our Lord is in control, regardless of what's going on around us.
所以我们应当再次被提醒，不论世上发生什么事，我们的主仍然是掌权的。
Let's also pray that the Lord may continue to have mercy upon us during this pandemic.
我们继续祷告，求主怜悯我们在这瘟疫蔓延的时候。
I know many of us have been affected by it, in our families, in our workplaces, and in many ways.
我们的家庭我们的工作可能在很多方面都受到这疫情的影响。
But truly, may we constantly seek before the Lord what it is that He is trying to say to us and how we can learn through the situation.
所以让我们迫切来向主祷告，寻求我们在他要告诉我们的意思。
And finally, if you can also please remember our brothers and sisters among us, those who might be physically ill or weak and elderly among us.
请继续为我们当中弟兄姊妹身体软弱的或是年长的来祷告。
And those who are also in the healthcare field, that the Lord may protect them and be with them.
也在医疗系统里面服侍的，我们也为他们祷告。
And in all that we do, maybe once again keep this eternal perspective before us.
所以不论我们做什么，我们都应该有这一个永远的这个意向来支配我们。
That the Lord may truly guide us and lead us onwards, and we may pursue after Him.
愿主持在他的话语上来继续引导我们，好叫我们一起来追求他。
May the Lord's peace rest upon each and every one of you.
愿主继续和我们每一位弟兄姐妹说话。